Rosh be discussed with Nishmas Pinchas Ben Yisrael. Waldwari Simon Rish has Vav, the Sugya of Amin. So we had a test on Sunday with the first Simon Simon Kuf Peiches. Over there, the statue of the Lachot saying Amin after Uvnei Shalayim. Over there, the Mishmua says, one of the Lachot is Ayin Simon Rish has Vav, the Klolim over here. So go to the Klolim over here. The Gemara brings down Nachum Hey. There were two different prices. One price that says when a person says a bracha upon his own omen to his own bracha, haizem meshubach. Another price that says he said omen to your own bracha, haizem meguna. Lakasha ha bon yushalayim ha b'shav brachas. So the question is, what does that mean? What comes up in the sugya? So come along the Beis Yosef, and it's very clear a list of Yishayim. He points out first there one machlokes over here. Is a lacham yuchud of bon yushalayim? Who is negated to also other brachas? So it's very clear. Beis Yosef, Rav Yishayim understands it's not davka bon yushalayim, but perhaps it wasn't. Negated to all brachas. Rashi in the sugya over there, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ben Yonah, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Tor. However, in these Yishayim, there's a shaila how to understand the sugya. And the way the Beis Yosef seems to break it up, there are three different mahalchim on the side of negated shah brachas. Where how it sounds from Rashi is even after Birchas HaPeiros you say Amen on your own bracha, even after Birchas HaTorah, what malach. The way the Rambam sounds like, his idea is anytime there's Sima bracha with no hefsek in between, a group of brachas together. However, after Halal, there's a hefsek in between, you don't make a bracha. After Yishtabach, there's a hefsek in between from Baruch Shomar, you do not make a bracha. A third malach over here is how the Rosh, explained by the Beis Yosef, brings down Mari ben Chaviv, that any time that there's a group of brachas that's been signed together, however, you cannot be mafsik in between. That means you are saying things in between. You can't speak from Baruch Shomar to Yishtabach. You're saying Bezuki de Zimmer straight. Therefore, you'll say Amen after Yishtabach. That's, again, a group of Rishonim. They say other brachas in three different ways how to understand it. Tayshin Nasu goes on further and says, Lamaisa, Puch Chazi, Maida Amidabar, then Hog is no, only by Bani Yishlaim we say Amen and not more than that. Minig. Machlokes, the Maestro had a paskin, is very clear. The Mechaber, the Yisrad, they paskin like the Mahalach go negate other brachas, but the Avonah of like the Beis Yosef Pshat in the Rosh, Mi Ben Chaviv. And therefore, that comes out according to them, anytime there's a group of brachas together, that person cannot be mastered in between. I'll give you newest examples. One is by Baruch Omar, same to the Zimmer, then Yishtabach, you say Amen. Another example they say is by Kriya Shema Balaylo. You say the brachas at the end of Shema Amma Yisrael Ad. You say Amen Beisrad. On Shabbos, by Boris Sukkas, you say Amen. By Halal, when you have a bracha, when they start off saying bracha this Friday, by Halal Shalom, at the end of Yaluchal, you say Amen. By Shemana Esrei, you have a list of brachas. By the last bracha of Shemana Esrei, you say Amen. That's the Beisrad, how they go. The Maisev Ne Ashkenaz, we do not paskin, Puchazi Maida Amidabar. And we, the Maestro, we follow the Hanoga like the Amo. His words, I think, Ve'ein L'shanis. And therefore, with Maestro, we never say Omen to our own brachas except Kuf Peiches, by Bani Yerushalayim. Why do we master between the Dindar Eisa, Dindar Abonim, two separate Inyonim over here? However, even though that's how the Ashkenaz pass cannot say Omen, there's a Mogavam and Simenun Aleph, and there's a cloud negate to brachas. When a person says a bracha, you don't say Omen to his own bracha. Birchas HaPeiros, no one says Amen. Let's say me and somebody else says a bracha together. The lacha is, if we end off at the same time, I would not say Amen to his bracha. Therefore, we know by Birchas HaMasa, we say Mila B'Mila. What's the lacha? We want to get to the end of the bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we end off quickly before the other person, the Mezamen, says Hazan Sakol. Then he says it, then I can say Amen. If I say it together with him, I cannot say Amen. Everyone knows, Lel Yom Kippur, Shechiyonu. The way how it goes, the Chazan starts Shechiyonu. If you ever realize, he goes very, very slow. Not just B'tzak Kavono. And he makes sure even after everybody is still finishing saying Shechiyonu, he's still saying it. And then he ends off Shechiyonu. Then he can say Amen to it. Otherwise, he cannot say it with him. However, it says among Avraham, but let's say in the cases that the Bnei Sfad say Amen to it, the Bnei Ashkenaz do not. It will happen numerous times, whether by Yishtabach, you're saying, you're ending up Pesuk Yizimah with the Chazan. In that situation, the Maya says, since Harbet Paiskim, the Lachid is supposed to say Amen, they start to say you do. Therefore, we end off with him, with the Shtabach, says, you say Amen, you're saying Amen to his bracha. The end of Shema Amo Yisrael Ad, at night, a lot of times it happens that way. It says, Amogav, you say Amen with him. Aloch Lamaisa, Mishbu brings it down the way. The Archashokh Mekitzer. And therefore, even though these club over here are not negators, but Klolius, have Mishbu Paskin, all the Bnei Ashkenaz Paskin, when we end off together, then we'll have the club like the Bnei Svad, that we do say Amen. Why? Because Be'etzim, even though I'm not saying Omen on my bracha, I'm saying Omen on his bracha, which Nubis Paskin said to go do. When we end off together, but Klolius, we don't. But in the case, in the situation where they say Omen, we will all say Omen. So these halachos are also negayah to Bnei Ashkenaz to know when to say Omen. Now, in the halachos saying Omen, the next step in Mamshech, exactly when to say Omen. So, in the beginning of the 8th parak, the Mishnah of the ends off, that after Yisrael, you always say Amen. After Kusi, depends if you hear the whole entire bracha, or you don't hear the whole entire bracha. Now, the first shaila, how the Torah, when it brings it down, is, do a person have a chiv to say Amen? Was it this a mitzvah, or a shos, you should say Amen, do you have a chiv? So, in the Torah itself, the mevucha among the G'dolei Achronim, is the Torah being down of machlik sanat? The Beis Yosef and the Taz says, it's machlik in the Torah, is a chiv say Amen or not? Mitzvah. The Bach says no. If you read the Torah slowly, it's not the way. The Kulam holds the Chiyuv. Ma'is says the Torah is a machlokes. But Ma'is the Rambam writes in brachas very clear. Anytime you hear a bracha, there's a Chiyuv. Say Amen. Brought down by the Ben Yoina, by the Ritzvah, and all the Rishonim that way. Called by Al Moed, you have a Chiyuv. Therefore, the Mechaber starts off very clearly. Hashem Echad Mi'Yisom Mevorach Achad Mikol Brachas. Even though he's not hear the whole entire thing, the Loch is Chayiv La'Anas Achav Amen. You have a chiv to say Amen. We have this halacha also in Simakot Tzadachas. Over there, when you walk in and you hear a person saying Zimon, Baruch Shechal Mishaloi, says the Shulchan Aruch, say Amen. Says Ramah, like all brach, you have a chiv to say Amen. Then this idea of a chiv is Sayyid Mechaber and Sayyid Ramah, and brought down by all the Palestinian, the Losh, the Graz, Aruch Shulchan, and the Kitzer, Chayotam, and others. How far I take this chiv Shaboy, so this form bring down that this is Zohar on Miklas Rus. Brought down by the Buchach over here. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky has a Moshe Sefer called Orchis Reisher. He brings down the Zohar over there. And the Zohar gets involved with, there are different levels of Gehenim. There are 7 different Shemis for Gehenim, and 7 different Psachim for Gehenim, and 7 different Maturis for Gehenim. So the Motor HaShlishi over there discusses who is in that Gehenim. So he writes over there, someone's Mesap Lashon Hara. It's terrible, Zach, everyone knows how terrible the idea of Lashon Hara is. Someone who's Megal Pomish Loi Kalocho. Someone is malvah beribus over there, down a person like Avchayiv, and someone does not say Omein to Abrocha is on the same level of Gehenim for a person with Sapa Loshon Hara. Pilei Ployim. That's the level over here. Someone who's over here who has Gassi Ruach, someone with Sapa Loshon Hara and does not say Omein, same level. The swarming down that there's a Maisa Lavosh, Pelvic and Maisa, the Chashukhan means it down, also on others. That he was going to be a Rav of a shtetl. Before he came to the Rav, he wanted to go learn by Riyah Buav, Kitchach Chodesh, he had to know all the mazlos and the inyonim. So he was by Riyah Buav, after living there for I think 6 months. A child over there was 5-6 years old, took out a pri, made a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Melechalam, Bar Priya 8. Lavosh did not say Amen. So Riyah Buav put him in the Cherim. Put the Lavosh in the Cherim. After 30 days, the man of Cherem is up. He went over to his rabbi and asked him for Mechila. Rabbi said, no, not Mechila. I'm not. Like, he was like, Gospal, like, what did I do so bad? I didn't say, I mean, to yellow to 6 years old on a prop over here. Why are you so angry at me? He says, someone does not say, Omen, his words are, Chayv Miso. Chayv Miso. I love Gehenim of Lashon Hara over here. Chayv Miso. So he gave a condition with him, Abi Mechil Betznai, anytime you come around, any place to go, you mechanach people. The idea that it's chayvus of saying Amen. You have to, that is, I'll be marking that's right. And therefore, the chayotim of Tzalvav, he starts off, he should know, someone doesn't say Amen, it's ancient Godel Ma'id. The Choshuch naming down also how big the Einish over here. Mice, he had to say Amen. Chaim Kineskin is Musa Sefer, he speaks down the Mice of Chosr Echad. Someone doesn't say Amen, it's Lachtach, Evorim, Evorim. Why Tabal Zach being down the Mice of Tinik, not say Broch over here, and you have to say Amen. So we have this chiv over here, which is, if you don't do it, you have an inish gadol oid, the mador shlishi of Gehenim over here, like Mesapel or Shnoro, the Yavam should be cut off over here, should be a case of nidui over here. So you should say Amen. That's the correct thing, that's clear. Now, you can ask an obvious question. Where's Mechayev? Say, Omen. Okay, fine. We got the Musa Shmuz. But where's it coming from? Where's the Mechayev from? So, the way the Rosh says over by us, he says, because we have a Gemara that says, Godol ha'ina Omen Yisim Avarach. And just like even the sands, before you eat an apple, you have to say a bracha. So, Godol ha'ina Omen, the Omen is bigger than the Mavarach. So, Lachas Kam V'Kam, you have to say the case of Omen over here. That's the Makar. The Shaila is, when you learn Eilu Devarim at the end, we learn the sugya over there, it says that Rav told Chia Bray, and Rav told Rav Bray, should be Chotaf Ubarach. You should grab the brachas. Says Rashi, meaning by Berech Samozin, you should run after the case, and say the case of Berech Samozin over there. Says Gemara Lemaisa, I, Shaila over here, Godol Eina Einim, maybe the Omi is better than saying the case of Bracha. Like what I'm saying, it's a case of it's Machlokes Tanoim over there. Is it Echad Oina Omein is equal to one who says the Bracha or not? Machlokes. The Maisa, how do we paskin? In Simon Reish Aleph, we just had a test. Do we run after the Bracha Bech Zamazin? What did Machab over there say instead of Dalet? We do. That means you're paskining over there. What's more important? The Bracha. Or at least even, and the bracha gets chayav quicker, says Rashi, that we're saying the bracha is more important than the amen. In fact, the Eliyahu, the Tosfos Yontif, how the word yulav voshing yimam mokum the gadol ain't amen, yesin mavarach, the Gemara says machlekes, and we paskin what's more important, the bracha, than the amen over there. So say that's the mokum is a pella. The Tosfos Yontif wants to answer, maybe the Gemara sounds like be'etzim it's shava, except one gets chayav quicker. So shava. You have a chib saying the bracha. Chib saying the case of amen. But ma'aseh b'shuvah b'gzamin different ma'amokim. Shuvah asked of konches and the bi'alocha. He says the ma'amokim is because we have a gemara in Yuma daf lamed zayin daf yomi. Over there it says when a person is based on mikdash, ki shem Hashem echo have a gadol elokeinu. When you announce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you have to describe, proclaim His greatness over here. And therefore, when we said Hashem's name, what would you answer back? You say the case of amen. Now, if you remember Daf Yomi Daf Lamed Zayin, it was like a while ago, right, holding Daf Zayin over here. Over there, the Gemara is discussing in the base of Mikdash. The Gemara does not end off, says the same Nosach of Mishabu over here, but does not end off, you say Amen. It says, Ki Shem Hashem Echo, when you hear the Shem of Kodesh Baruch in the base of Mikdash, you have to answer back. Answer back what? So Rashi says, in Brachas Daf Chav Aleph, you say Amen. But the Pasha of the Sugya, we know from Yedavid and Yom Kippur, what do you say? Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchus Soilu Olam Vayed. In fact, the Rishash and Rashi, Pashas Ki Shem Hashem Echo Hava Gadol Lekeinu, is to say what? Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchus Soilu. You know that from the Tefillah. That's what we're saying over here. In fact, the Rishash the Chuvah, that's a Pell over here. Ma'is Mishibu is being done this Gemara to say the Chiyah of Amen over here. Ma'is, they point out, you read the grain over here, in the surveys, he says the same Ma'amok Ki Shem Hashem Echo, he sends you to Sefri. The Sefri does say that. The Sefri does say, Yishem Hashem Echo, Godol Kenu. Therefore, you say Hashem's name, you say Omen. The Batsim also does a Prima Godim in Pasha Zinu on the Pasuk over there. It says, he brings down the Rabban, there's a Mitzvah Ben HaToro. He brings down the Rabban and say, L'derech, Mitzvah Ben HaToro, say the case of Omen, built upon this Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Echo. And therefore, it says, if the Baruch is Ben HaToro, let's say, Bech HaToro is Ben HaToro, Bech HaMoz Ben HaToro, he did not say Omen, you have battled a Mitzvah Deraisa of Omen. The din deraisa over here, the brachas are on the Rabbanon. But if the brachas are deraisa, the omen is a deraisa on this pasuk over here, Rabbanon said l'derech, building on upon a sefri. I got the singing in Yuma Yishlotin, but certainly the sefri says clearly, you have a din deraisa and say omen on the brachas of a deraisa over here. So it comes out, Be'ikr, we have l'chura, two bar makarimus, or makarimus, where exactly the mechayv omen is, and therefore you don't say it, yeah, you're inish gadol, and you're modush flesh of Gehenim over here. Either you have a makar of saying the idea of gadol ina amen yisim avarach, or from the makar of kishem Hashem echo of a gadol lekenu. L'chur the nafkamina from the two different makaris where it's coming from, it's going to be aloch over here. Example the sugyan sukta nafkan aleph. Over there, example Alexandria Mitzrayim over there, when they were davening, there was a massive crowd to hear the broch of the chaz they couldn't hear. They would take a flag, put it down, and if you knew where the person was holding. There was not nichal again of Amen Yisraimah, you would say the case of Amen. Does the person have a chiv to say Amen in that case? You don't hear the bracha. So I point out the chura, if it's Gadol Eina Amen Yisim Avarach, why not? But the Mishmur says, Lishitasi Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I hear the the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Mishabu over here, the Alocha ain't Chiev, you have no Chiev. Avada, you should, it's a mitzvah. But there is no Chiev over here. Because no Kishem Hashem Ekro. And Beth may point out, you read the Torah in Simon Kuf Chav Dalad, he writes out Lalocha, he says, when a person knows there's a bracha going on, he does not hear it, the words of the Torah, Yochel Anas Amen. It means the Bialocha is Beth before Shator, says, Yochel Anas Amen. No Chiev, because not Hashem Hashem Ekro. Chul and Afkmina, again, one of the Makaris, one of the Afkminas of the Makaris is, do you have a Chiev say Amen when you know there's a bracha? Again, you're not there. You can say the same thing, let's say you hear it through technology. You don't really hear it. Do you have a chiyuv to say Amen or not? So it'll come out the same idea over here. You know the Amen is being said over here, but since you're not hearing the words, you just know technology is basically a case of a flag over there. You hear a case of Zoom. You hear a case of maybe a microphone. Same halacha come out. Kun mishmul will be no chiyuv to say Amen. Which get to enough kmino what to go do in certain cases. You can argue, the Mishavua says, he writes over here, the Allah writes, the reason why it's not a chiv, because my mok, we can shame Hashem Ekro. They can argue, maybe, you could say, maybe it's not mukha, but he said, that's my reason why it's not no chiv. You can argue the point, say, it is a chiv. It could be maybe another nafkamino, is that when a person, when he hears the fourth bracha by benching, the Allah is, do we say omin or not? So it's clear in the Mishavu being down and the Pesach and Chayodim or Chashulchan, Masham, that Ali Chasvenu Lemaisi, we say Amen. Why is the ending of the Baruch? But by the Rachmans, do you have to say Amen? Rachman Yimlach Lelvored, all the Rachmans, one after another. Do you have to say Amen to it? So Maisi, the Mishavu over here by us, being down the Mong Avram, it says a person has to say Amen. So now there really are two questions over here. Is there Chiev to say Amen? But there is no Chiev. Is there Kishem Hashem Ekro? Do I hear Hashem Baruch Hu's name? Is the Hashem's name being heard over here? Pashas, you don't hear Hashem's name. The most of the words of the Magen Avraham and Mishavu is Chiev. The words of the Kitzer, Chesed Alofim, Ben Ishchai, they say the word Chiev. Come with others, you look at the Shir Knesset Gedoylo, his words are Mutter. The Tziv says, Hakse Chiev, Lav Dafka, means Midas Chasidus. Because where's the Machayev coming from? The Chashulchan says, it's Nochoy, why his Mamok is Vahavt Lo Echel Kamoycho. The Grashmi says over here, he said, Mitzah the Mitzvah Shubayim. So there's a Mavuch over here, the Gert and the Rachman, that could be maybe based upon where the Makor is coming from, is the Chiv say Amen? Or maybe Lav Dafka, it only Mitzvah say Amen. It could be also, you read the Mishavua slowly in the Magen Avraham, they point out where they're getting it from, say a Medrash. Where Medrash are coming from? Why Medrash? We just said the Chiv say Amen. The Shita say. If the Ma'amok come to Kishem Hashem Ekro, they cannot tell you that's the Makor for the Rachman. But if a different Ma'amokum, where's the Makar? Says Mr. Makar, we have a Medrash, not a Makar for it. That's what came out for a different reason over here. That in the Medrash get involved is a Chiv, not a Chiv. But that is not Kishem Hashem Ekro. It must be from a different Makar. Now, once we do say Amen by the Rachmans, come on the Medrash Chai says, not Tafko, all the Rachmans, every Rachman. Every Rachman will say Amen. Every single one will say Amen too. Okay, say Amen. No, just that we're discussing over here.
You're saying,
using the
Makar of the Bush, it's called on the Varek, where's the Mavarek? And he's saying this Eva Makashas.
That's
called the Mavarek.
Yeah, that's a Racha, a Bracha without Shem Hashem. And just some other luck is negated the case of Omein. First, when a person says, can a person say Omein without having a Yom Ka'an? Negate sometimes. Whether Chiloni is next to you, or Negev Tikkun, who's not doing the Yamka right now, say bracha out loud, you can say a case of Amen. So Maisi is some time to Yavsky, and he said, the Maisi should not say Amen. And therefore, when you say bracha next to these people, the Maisi be quiet. Then Maisi should have a Yamka, not wearing a Yamka. Therefore, don't say Amen out loud. Another question you can ask is Negev to a bracha, is that we know in Simon Kuf Ayin Beis, we had the halacha that a person who says a bracha cannot have any food inside his mouth. If he puts food inside his mouth, what do? You spit it out. Why you malapiti l'secho? You get to Amen, the same thing. You're eating, and someone says a bracha. She spit out, and then say Amen. So the Maaseh arranged the chapter on the page, and the place after is being down. The look is no. Only by the case of bracha was saying goodbye, and not by the case of Amen. This is all that's here, and why? Because the get to bracha, it's up to you. Here it's not the yodai, so we don't see anywhere the Chazal said the get to give Amen, that they tell you to spit out. Different Chaim Kineski, the Rishonim, they all say, but Amen, when you say it as is, it will not make you take the food out of your mouth. The idea is from Chaim Kineski, a person says Baruch Atah, someone else says a bracha, so you stop now and say Amen? Well, no, Maisi, you better be milva bracha. middle of bracha, not mafsik. Say bracha to Hashem lekenu. You don't say amen. Why can you middle the bracha? Say bracha to before Hashem's name. Say the b'chaim, as we know from the local brachas already, the bracha, especially called the Rambam, starts with bracha to. You did not say Hashem's name, and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to say the bracha. You stop. No bracha v'atola. But the bracha starts by baruch. Therefore, b'chaim says once say baruch as a kavla bracha, you don't stop. I chayit ans amen. You're in the middle of your bracha right now. You don't stop right now. Another shaila that happens come on all the time is when people do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, especially if you do it like this title, you do it Ben Gavla Gavro, and then the person says the bracha. Do you have a chiyuv to say amen or not? Maisi Oisik in Torah, Oisik in Limud. Maisi Chaim says, Maisi say amen, even in the middle of the Pasuk. The Naman Tzal says, the Maisi, you have no chiyuv to, Ein Tzarech. So Maisi Chaim says, you do have to. The Naman Tzal says, you have no chiyuv to. Well, the correct thing is you say Maisa say Amen. You stop and you go listen to Kriyas Torah. You can do Shema Kriyas Targum anyway. You do Kriyas Torah. Maisa say Amen. You chilas Amen. Now, what about the middle pasuk Zimra? Do you say Amen? That's before Shema Shavua and Siman Aleph. He says the Maisa, a person is allowed to. You have no chiyuv to. That means Shavua says Amen. Yesh me Rabbi. You have a chiyuv to. Do she have a chiyuv to? Amen. Even though the chiv la'anis, but not milk to the zimmer, since you give me shvach kodol kodesh baruch hu, you have a right to say the case of amen over here. What? Yeah, also the same thing. Now, it does happen when a person sometimes middle of davening in general or in middle of learning, and you hear brachas, is there a chiv say amen? Only rishos. So, my son, they point out pashas if you're learning limud and it stirs your limud Torah. So Itzik in the mitzvah, Potim in the mitzvah, and again the Bochach over here brings down, for there is no chiv, you might have a right to. And therefore the Swarm again brings down the Vosas and Shuvabad, Shalom Zal, and the Ashiv says, the person has no chiv to say Amen when you're learning, if it's just you're learning. You can, Kol HaKavod, but you have no chiv to. Last night, 3:30 in the morning, I was via Levi on Zoom, so they were saying, Brachas or Telem or whatever. So the question is, what exactly do I have a chiv responsibility to respond back? So I say next to my father, next to my sister. So some were saying amen, some weren't saying amen. So the shaila was, are you supposed to say amen when you have a through a phone call, through a ram call? Do you say amen in these cases? And the lechura comes out to the big shaila among the poskim. If you're allowed to, it does come out lechura once you understand the makor from the shibuk yishem Hashem echo gadol lekenu. I don't know if there is a chiv at all. On the tzad that you understand that technology is not in the full case of a voice. That means if you go, there's a big mavucha in general, what are telephones? But Moshe has a chiddush, he wants to tie in, maybe it's a person's voice itself, and he declares, is ulay a tzad, you need to have dollar through the telephone. So the vadna al-hadchilam, it should not. Most places can argue, even the yevdi, not yitzah. So on the tzad that you are yitzah of dollar, on that tzad, saklar ne'echanami, the shem Hashem echo, yevachiyev. But let's go with the pashto of minig ha'olam and the ma'isi not yitzah anything. The only question now is the suga of Alexandria. What? Same thing again. The microphone, the same shaila. So the microphone's work exactly. And we discussed it by Bechsa Mosin, by Sheher Bracha, she used the microphone or not. And Berkowitz would not use the microphone. This is called Kaira. And most people can say not to use the microphone. The people do. They want to say Zimun is different. The one time they just call people in. They don't want to say Yetz Avdallah. They want to say Zimun is different. So that's a Strumak Svara. That's a Vazish Svara. That's Zimun is different. The Bech the Muslim is different. We all come to be together.
So you have a test
case.
You're there.
What? But if you don't hear it, not Yetz. So again, about with these cases. What? Oh, so we'll get to that, right. So first, Moshe doesn't have a tshuva and the Gate saying Amen. Besides being Yitzhak, he has a tshuva about saying Amen. He said the person has to answer Amen. The Rechil answers Amen. You have to say, Rechil say, through telephone, through any ram call, or through any case of Zoom. You have to say Amen over there. Chavdas goes this way. Avsana Sheni. Without being, even not Yitzhak, you have a Rechil say Amen. Someone says Amen.
Even under recording?
No, not recording. When it's Meisim, B'shas Meisim, yeah. Atzad Hashem, Shlom Zalman, when he gets involved, and he has a shuvah about it, and Chushlom Michael Galov, he wants to tell Alexandria, it's dafka, because Be'etzim, we're all together, I'm just further away, it's like electricity, we're all attached one to another. Marshenkein, I'm no sheikh is one to another, I'm not associated with you, nothing to do with you. He wants to tell you the Omid is the Omid Levatolo. The portion of the Omid is no sheikh, I'm saying Omid to nothing over here. Alexandria is only because we are all all going further back, all attached to this group over here. The Stam say Amen. One side of a person cannot say Amen by the case of a telephone, but Ram Kol, he says, that you can. Because Ram Kol all attached over here. So he's mechamed in the case of a Ram Kol, but it's the case of a telephone. Atzal HaShlishi, there's a Minchas Alozer and Shuvo, and Demetina goes where in Obiyashiv, that there's a Sugin Simen Nunhei, Neged, that the loch is a person cannot say Amen when there's something that's Matunaf in between, there's a Goyim between, there's a Beis HaKisa in between. So the Minchas Alozer gets involved. How is the telephone exactly working? Is it working that, let's say, there's between you and me and the person where the wire is going through? Today, maybe it's worse, because maybe the telephone is going up and then it's coming back down over here. So I heard others want to argue that's not negated, it's shiloh. Where exactly, how's the telephone working? Is the call this way? There's no shaykhs, people in between. Or no, the call going this way, but me and him are in between. There's a bathroom. The chances are between me and the Vaya Yesse in LA of not having Matunuf in between is not Mustafa over here. Unless you want to say it goes through the earth this way, instead of around the earth that way. The interesting questions are clearing over here. How to look at it. The Maisa, they come along with Taino that since we are Cheshis, is always a basic Kisa, unless you know otherwise, you cannot answer Amen when it's the case of a telephone, when it's a Ram call, if there's a building in between and there might be a basic Kisa or Goyim, or in between, the Maisa cannot answer. The Maisa does come out, since Chuy should be Cheshis, but Oid, once you go with Malach and the Bialacha, there's no Chiv to say Amen anyway. Gishem Hashem Echo does not apply in the case of the Chandrio. Chuy, the better thing, and I see more people do not say Amen. Maisa, I didn't say Amen yesterday. People next to me, some of them did say Amen. Maisa, I didn't say Amen. What? It's an Amen Lo'atolo. So Amen is saying, well, I'll say it. That means you say to them with them when they say to them, fine, say to them. Say to them whatever you want. Say Amen to the Kaddish. You can say Amen to the Kaddish.
What's the Grizzly saying
Amen Lo'atolo? Amen is saying, oh, he's going to give you the whole say over here. The loch, but Amen, some kuf chav dalid. All the loch, Amen, same old. Ain shom. Now, one other point to get to Amen. In the beginning, Shoy Shochla Dachem. Hey, it starts off over there. The person should not makbir koyli. When a person says Amen, that means the person says a bracha. Say Amen louder. You're not supposed to go do that. Why a pasuk? Gadol Hashem iti unuram shmo yachtov. It's supposed to be together. Halacha is passing away some kuf chav dalid of yibeis. We say an amen. You should only do it together with the person. It says in Mishbura, who didn't by Baruch Hu, who didn't by Zimun. Even by Baruch Samazim, you're only supposed to answer the level what the person is. Now by my table, by the Zimun, I say it louder than the person being mezamein. Why? Because Mishbura over there says to mezarez others, you last say it louder. Then you get involved with how exactly to look at camp and color war where people are screaming and yelling at maybe the council can be mezarez others, others trying to get points over here. What exactly is that? I'm not clear. Look what it sounds like to be louder over there. Is it a problem not coming to mezarez as a person? Mishael is the other way. Can you do it? What? So I said the counselors can, but the campers are doing mitzvah points, yeshlotim. We're there, Heter. You're being mezarez them, and this sir. So you have to know what exactly you're doing over here. Yeshlotim, yeshlayim. But the maestro. The halacha is be happy yachdov. It can be louder. What about can you be lower? Can you be lower? I mean, person is a bracha. People say quietly, Amen. Are you allowed to do that? Since it belongs to my heart, it's on the sugi over there. It says yachdov. You have to be at the same level of the person making the bracha. Ayi says the Gemara says you cannot be louder. Once the case the other way around cannot be lower. Because the Gemara in Shabbos Kufiyata says that you might think you're supposed to say Amen b'kol koichai, you should say it louder. Kamashmon, not supposed to say it louder. Of course, not say it lower. That's poshut. It says Shmo Yachtov. Be together over here. Therefore, the Archos Yeshu B'chan Kinyaski, the Muslim cipher, says you cannot say it louder and you cannot say it lower. Maisin the Minhag Olam is not that way. You do. So the same Das Noita, the Yisim Chan Kinyaski, can you say it lower? It says, yeah, Maisin, you can say it lower. No problem. I Urchas Yosher says, yeah, look at the prints. I took it out now. The mice is not there. You won't find it anymore there. That means he thought that way. He had it blows my heart. The mice said, took it out. So the mice said, we leave the sugi as is. Said, not say it louder. Lo, the mice is not a problem. Now, to get to Amen, who exactly do we say Amen to? So we have the Gemara being down by the case of Yisrael. You say Amen even though you cannot hear the whole entire bracha. Negeta Akusi, Bismanazeh, Negeta Bikuris. So where the Shulchan Aruch comes out, that Bizman Azeh, even if you hear the whole entire bracha, still you do not say Amen, because they have kavon of the case of Avodah Zarah. Not like the sugya, the pashas of the sugya. The Maestro Mishpura brings down the going that wants to disagree and says, depends if you hear the whole entire bracha, don't hear the whole entire bracha. Fine, it's machlokes, like, what to go do in the case of a kusi, in the case of a apikoros over here. They do discuss when a reform person says a bracha, how exactly do you look upon it? Like, serve a person. So Moshe has a tshuva over here, and he wants a taina. Then he discusses the case of reformed rabbis who are mesadik kedushin or whatever. He wants a taina that worse than goyim. Goyim be'etzem, what they have in kavanah for? You know, about the Protestant or the Catholic, what exactly, how does it work exactly? What's the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost? Is that misadin, misarachim, the shechino? It's the same thing. Hainuach. To get involved with. Maaseh, what are reformed rabbis? They're kofir. That's who they are. We do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kofir. Not like the goyim, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they have to argue to find what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it exactly mean? Reform are kofir. So Moshe, kofir? The bracha is meaningless. You now say amen to that bracha. You don't say amen to it. Once that's so, they get involved with, what about today, said Yashiv, that a lot of people are not kofir, they're just clueless. They're not Shema Torah mitzvahs. Says Rabbi Yashiv, they're not like reform. Reform, they're kofrim. People are chilonim, they're chilonim. They're not shema mitzvahs, they don't know what they're doing. They know who they are, what they are. They're not atheists, as I say. You should be in the 60s, people were atheists. Today, that is amaratzim. They just, right, no one today is atheists. They never read books, they don't analyze it, work it. They just don't know, they're clueless. Therefore, in that sense, Rabbi Yashiv, a person can answer amen to the brachas over here. If so, there are certain people who start clearing. What are they exactly? Are they atheists or they're really clueless? Some people are not clear if they say amen to the bracha or not. Now, negating amen comes out very clear from Mishbrua, losing Kitzim Kuchav Dalit. By case of a cherish, the Maaseh is chayav a mitzvah, even though he cannot over here, he's deaf over here, but since he can't speak, he do say amen. Negate a shreito. I have a neighbor that way, Maaseh, he can't say brachas, but partially he's a shreito. He walks in, he comes to my house, walks to the bedroom. He's partially a shreito here. He might be in his 20s. So in that case, could say amen to his brachas is a bayah. The main challenge practically is if Gimel negated children, do we say amen to their brachas or not? So again, the Gemara is very clear at the end of Eilat Dvarim. Then the 8th parak, the Gemara brings down, can you say amen to a child by Tanakh Shabbat Yisraven? The Gemara says that kol ino amen, except the case of Lislamid. He's being taught a bracha. That means a case where a Rebbe has Talmidim in front of him, and the Rebbe says, Talmidim, when we say a bracha and an apple, this is a bracha that we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Baruch Pri Eitz, and there are no apples around. On that, we do not say Amen. There is no bracha, it's just being Lislamid. Otherwise, when a person does say a bracha, he's 7, 8, 9, 10, Avadi say Amen to his bracha, that's the Gemara. The question now is, what about children who are less than 7, 8, 9, 10, who are not Baruch Chinuch? You say Amen to the bracha. So let's start with different ages. A child who's 2-3 years old. Do we say Amen to his bracha? So what shall they first start off with? Let's say a Gadol has Tzoya Bepita Bas. Might say he's not saying a bracha. And if we can say Amen to his bracha. Children who are 2-3 years old, 4 years old. Might say, Shuvi Cheshish, there's a Tzoya Bepita Bas. They don't know how to clean themselves that well. And therefore cannot say Amen to their bracha. So this is the question to a Moshe. And the Shlomo Zalman and the Olet Zion. Can you say Amen? Even on the Tzad, you'll say Amen, but let's be Chosh, there's Tzoy and Pitavas. Maisa, the Svam, they bring down all answers the same thing. Maisa, we don't know. It's only Chshash. And the word of Shlomo Zalman, if you're not coming to Mechalik them now, then Maisa, what's going to be with Chilich HaBrachas? Why are you going to have that Chshash over here? Since it's Chshash, you don't know. Why seems it that way? Maisa, there are certain times they were clean. We know that some do clean themselves, some don't. Maisa, we're not going to worry about that. A person can, Maisa, it's not that sugya, say Amen. However, there's another question over here. They get to these kids who are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old to mechanic them. Is two aspects. Number one, can mechanic them saying Shem Hashem in a bracha? That means I have right now a 4-year-old daughter. She takes up an apple and she says, she says brachas. She says interesting brachas. Her own way of saying brachas. Can I mechanech her and say Hashem's name? Can I tell her, Baruch Atah Hashem, not the word Hashem, the Shem Adonis, Elokeinu, with Hashem's name? So the Prima Gadol Mesim Tafresh and Zayin says to mechanech the Hashem's name is Mutter. Even though they're not a barachinach. They come to teach them to say Hashem's name. There's no problem. Go down by them, lock them. The Gamai Seel Miyasha says you can't do that. Maestad on Hogi, as I've seen this from a week ago, that a person can say Hashem's name. Now, on the tzad that Maestad person is saying Hashem's name, can I say Amen to the bracha? So first, my daughter, she's learning bracha, is now 4 years old. So really, the suda, she washes, she picks things up, she picks up her chicken, she says a shahakal. Can I say Amen to it? Says the Chaim, not about to not. She now say Amen. You have to mechanech her not say Amen. She's not supposed to say a bracha during the suda. That about don't say Amen to. Let's say in the case she's down, goes in the kitchen, takes something, usually a candy, makes a bracha shakal. Do you make a bracha on that case over here? Do you say Amen to that bracha? So the simple reading of the Mishnah over here, since it's before the age of chinuch, the bracha is not a bracha. Therefore, to say Amen would be a baya. A person should not say Amen. He's calling a prima godim in the chedushim, the Rosh Yosef and the sigil over there. Therefore, the Aruch Hashulchan Mizal or the Tzion, the Bi'omer of Shlomo Zalman, they say the Meister person should not say Amen. If the bracha is not a bracha, the Amen is a baya. The Shlomo Zalman says you want to chinuch and ask brachas. You say Amen mungum gemes. You don't say the correct word. You say Om. Say something ke'inze. Well, the way the Tzion says, you say over bracha Hashem la'olam Amen va'Amen. But otherwise, say Amen to bracha. The bracha is not a bracha. You can't say Amen to something that's not a bracha. Mice does not seem to be the minig. The other seems to say Amen to children who are 4 or 5 years old. The question is where they're coming from. There are two different avenues they're coming from. One is a stipler already that Archus Abeinu on the Geras, when the Yashu goes this way, that just like when Mechalach them to say the Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem's name, Shem Adnos, when 3, 4, 5 years old, Mechalach them to say Amen. They say a bracha when they're 4 years old. I don't say Amen. I'm teaching her what? Not to say Amen. So that the reason why I'm saying Amen is on the sugya of chinuch. I'm not saying Amen as a chinuch shavoy. We'll get nafkamino. A third option over here is no. The way how the brought down some Chaim, they asked him this question, and Dayan Fisher, and the way how the Shammah goes, what is the get of chinuch? The sugya in sugya is over. When child is able to shake a lulav, that's the get of a lulav. When he's able to say kriyashma, that's again the get of kriyashma. What's the age of chinuch for bracha? So some say over the age is 6 or 7. Then they understand the idea of saying a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, or the idea of anus to Ami, present of Hashem. But the words are saying the bracha. When they start saying that, they start saying that when the age is ready 2, 3, start talking ready. Kids know the idea of brachas over here. 4 years old, the idea of brachas. If so, they're word mechanech mitzad the bracha shavoy, not mitzad the correct bracha of anus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the bracha, the roi v'chinuch. At 3 years old, it's 4 years old. The Sefer told us, the Simas Chaim brings down that they told us Adam, the Gain's brother, told us Adam. Chaim Belozer's brother. Over there brings down that Maisa, that his mother, would nurse the told us Adam, and make a bracha. Shackle. Make a bracha. You think it's funny? One of my kids was that way also. Fine. Yeah. She didn't know how to say the bracha correctly, but yeah, at that age already. Fine. So, yeah, halavai should be fine. One of my kids is that way. I think one of my girls actually. Maisa, why? I'll say brachas. They're right. Once they start talking, mechanech them for brachas. The maisa in the nafkmiyuti, the two mahalchim we just said over, one is beside the stipler's idea over here, beside the sugya of chinuch. The mechanech the kids say amen. And beside the idea over here of amen, beside fakert, that the bracha itself is a bracha, is you have to say amen out loud. When you 4 year old daughter, I keep saying 4 because I have a daughter that way, 4 year old. But she's 4 years old, she said the bracha. Do I have to say Amen out loud? According to the stipler and according to the Yashiv, since I'm coming to mechanech the kid over here, I have to say Amen out loud to mechanech her. Say Amen quietly, I'm not allowed to do that. According to Somas Chaim, Dine Fisher, according to Emma Scheinberg, I can say Amen quietly. The Maisa, the correct thing is saying Amen out loud for 2 reasons. One is, besides the Shalom, besides bracha. And number 2 is to mechanech them. The Maisa, say Amen out loud. And if you say Amen out loud, l'chura, it could be even the machmir yeshlon if there's a baya over here. Mishpura says, don't say Amen to a kid who's not bar chinuch. That's pashto reading the Mishnah Berurah. But it could be, come to mechanech them, even the Mishnah Berurah, the Maaseh Ken Dayan agrees. And that Maaseh seems to be the Nahoga, the kids who are young, the Maaseh say Amen to the Maaseh to the brachas, and then a person should say Amen out loud. Anyone can mechanech. Anyone can mechanech. Now, I wouldn't advise you to mechanech on the kids, on the children. Because maybe the parents don't appreciate that, but you can be mechanech them.
You're allowed to mechanech them.
Maybe I'm a chiyuv. Let's take it a step further right now. There's an Aruch Hashulchan discusses that negato a bracha by a ketano when she's 11 years old. You say omen to a bracha of a ketano of 11 years old. What's shaila? The Gemara knows that machlokes of Shlokish and of Yoichanan is the chiyuv chinuch only on a cotton, on a boy, even a ketano, a girl. Come on, the Aruch Hashulchan over here and says, since she's not a bas chinuch, a person can not say Amen to an 11-year-old girl. People are playing. The Maisel, A couple of reasons. Number one, you learn Simon Shimon Gimel the Mishnah Berurah. He passes the chinuch sign the boy and sign the girl. Now that the Archa Shulchan of the Paschal is the same thing. A little bit of a steer in the Archa Shulchan. Boy, you can even argue the point. Why no chinuch chinuch? But you're not a mechanuch. And you are being mechanuch. So what's wrong with saying it? Could be maybe the nafkamina would be what the Archa Shulchan means. You have to say it out loud then. If you want a mechanuch, then say amen. Say it quietly, would be a problem. The Maisa, the item does not seem to Machal whether it's a boy or a girl, and therefore the Arutian or the Ashur or the Aimer, they come along and say, don't worry about the Archa Shulchan, surely 11, 12 years old, 11, 10, 9, last day case of Amin over here. The last step over here is again to the circle of Bracha Shein Tzricho. So the Machal brings down like a double lotion when a person does a Bracha Shein Tzricho, is over Shein Shemaim Shav, and as if Kinishbal Shav, Shul Shav over here. And therefore, to say Omein to that bracha is going to be Osir. So it gets about number one, it's had the bracha shvoy, and once the bracha is not a bracha, the Omein you cannot say is Osir to say. Now it comes out from the Mishnah Berurah, there are three levels over here to discuss. There's a level of Shem Shemaim Levatolo, there's a level of bracha Shein Tzricho, and there's a level of Goyim bracha Shein Tzricho. First, the Getish Shem Shemaim Levatolo, it comes out, Mishnah says, L'kul Yama Sitaraisa. Whether it's had the Posir, Pasuk of Loi Sizer Hashem Hashav, the Pasuk of Mitzchayim brings down Hashem L'chachar Tiro, you have to be afraid saying Hashem's name. To say Hashem Shemayim L'vatolo, the person gets upset, gets angry, and says L'vatolo, even Issa D'Raisa. There's a second level of Bracha Shein Tzricho. That means a person, he ate a food over here, fish, made a Bracha Shakel. He had a mind for other things. He has a case of chicken, he makes a Bracha Shakel again. Best if he said Shvach L'vatolo L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was not needed. It's a bracha she'ein tzricho. What's the loch in that case? Avad it's aser. The Rambam says also nichol get over deraisa. It's not needed. It's a bracha she'ein tzricho. Let's see a shem hashav. On that, Tosis disagrees. Why? Shuas ein tzricho. It says deraisa. It's not l'shav. Gei shvach v'adak kodesh baruch hu. Not little shav. It's not deraisa. It's drabonim. And therefore, Mishpura brings down. Magarvam brings down. The Kam Paiskim holds nichol get over a drabonim over here. That means Shem Shemal Vatolo Avaz Deraisa. Brach Shein Tzricho, numerous places can want to go like the Taisus, not like the Rambam. It's a get of a Dirabon over here. No, so sometimes if you get upset, that's not Shrach Vodot Hashem. You say Vakola, it's not Shrach Vodot Hashem. Now, there's a third level over here, you're going Brach Shein Tzricho. For example, a person out in front of them, meat and chicken. He make a bracha on the meat. I'm having kavona not for the chicken. I'm not having the bracha on the chicken. So now I eat the meat over here. Now I come to the chicken. I'm a chiv to make the bracha. I can't. I have to make the bracha. I'm mechayv myself to make a bracha she'ein tzricho. In that case, it's a goyim bracha she'ein tzricho. That l'kuliyam is drabonim, because you have to go say it. That means bracha she'ein tzricho is a machloikis. A goyim bracha she'ein tzricho. That Lukuliyama is a case of Drabonim. Once you have a case of Brach Shein Tzricho, come on the Magarvam, the Paiskim discuss. But let's say I do have a Tzricho. May I Brachas? Can I do that now? I have a Tzricho. I'm going Brach Shein Tzricho, which I have to say. Can I do that? That means I have only on Shabbos, I'm missing on a short Shabbos. You're missing over 30 Brachas over here. You make early Shabbos and long Shabbos. People are going to missing 30 Brachas. What are you going to do? Very simple. I'll have dessert over here. I have jelly beans and I have some candy over here. Everything shackled, five things shackled. Make a bracha only on this. And then the bracha only on this. Only on this. Five brachas. It's a good bracha and tzricho, but tzricho. But it's not the tzricho of mayor brachas. Maisa on that still come among our Rambam's maskono. So that's also. Nifl Mishmur and Simim and Bob bring down like this among our Rambam. Our Choshuch will be passing away. And we pass Maisa's also. Hagam Atzal Hasheni. They have no Isa that disagrees. And Masham disagrees, and the Bnei Svad seem to go not that way. Seem to understand myself, that's nichol get him tzricho. However, take one more step over here, which I think you're going to get to. It's let's say a person is going to cause it to be a gurum of Brach Shein Tzricho, what they call gurum de gurum. That means, example, the way the Magarvam example us, Maram Galati, is that right now, I don't have both in front of me. I have one in the kitchen and one over here. So I can't bring the second one, the one from the kitchen over here, but I did not bring it. I make the bracha on the food over here. I make the bracha on the jelly beans, even though I have sour sticks in the kitchen. That's something what they call is like really a gurum de gurum over here. Because I'm not in a matziv right now that I can have kavanah on both. I can cause that matziv to be over here. That maaser makavam does not sound like it's maskan over here. That's not that clear. Right, there they won't give out. It's a tricha, but it's on the sofik. Besides sofik. But here's not again. It's a mer brachas. Besides a sofik, that's tricha. It's a mer brachas. Maaser chido, and those who are maaser will be machmer. But Chashulim says no, it's mutter. Chashulim passes like machzor shekel over here in Tzimri Tzadik, in Hilchos Mer Brachos and Shabbos. It says to be a gurim de gurim, mice is not a problem. Now, once we discuss over here, the Shulchan is discussing their Brachos and Tzricho, and therefore, let's see Shem Shav, Shem Kach and Tiro. They will come to the place and discuss the end of saying Shem Shemal Vatola.
Sofik, we have a Sofik.
So, by case of a Sofik, and Moshe says, correct, they do a Shem Makam. And they say they can get a Tzricho. Now, again, we have over here two Pesukim over here, Lashir Shem Hashav. Your second Pesuk, Shem Lekechet Tiro. That's when we look up the Gemara in Tura and Abdalit. The Gemara is discussing Shem Shemayim Vatorah, Levatola, the Ma'amokim, Shem, the Pesuk is Hashem Lekechet Tiro. Now, first, when a person hears Hashem's name, Levatola, the Gemara in Nidorim Dav Zayin brings down. If you hear a person say Levatolo, you have a chiyuv to put him in Nidoi. And you do not put him in Nidoi, you yourself are in Nidoi. Mr. Kaplan told me one time he was davening in Shtibloch, and the chazan was taking a long time till the Yad Chazos shots. The other decided to show him a lesson, and they all left. The guy finishes his Shmoneh Esrei, turns around, no one's there. The chazan gave a cloth, Shem Hashem, to the Olam over there. Listen, get up. You're in Nidoi. Chiyuv. That's halacha. More in the door. Not holy over here. So we learned the sugi in the Dorim Berch. First time I learned it 28 years ago, it was a bach in the mirror, about 20 years old then. So we learned the sugi, say Hashem's name, Vatolo, you need to. He said, Abada, not name Blaz in English, won't be a problem. They said G-D in English. So my Chavusa, of course, put me in Cherim. So the shadow was I in Cherim or not? So my chavrusa went to Eliashiv, and Eliashiv said, "The Maisa quoted Kiveger. I'm not sure. The Maisa, even though I meant it as a joke, not serious, and thought it was not a problem. The Maisa, I'm in Cherem." So first, Lalocha and Simon Shin Lamadalad in Yerideya over there brings down that we hear Shem Shimon Vatolo. Lalocha is yet another person in Cherem. In Sif Lamaches, the Mechaba goes on further and says, "Dafkin your case of Mezid, not a case of a Shugig." So the Mechaba says, I should not be put in the Cherem. That's first. What? I'm in Mutter. I thought it was Mutter. It's a Shagig. The Mechaba said, Dafka Mei is not a case of a Shagig. That's first. Now I don't know what the person is. He said, Vashav, that wasn't a Cherem. Mei says, the Mechaba that says, I was not in the Cherem. But now the question is it true that Balaz is a problem? I mean, you have a Chavetz Chaim over here says, Shem Shemal Vatolo, Satan the Shem Anus is a Isidar Aiso. What about saying it in English? Is that a problem or not? So my sister, the Isra Kivege and Shuvo, Chelik Alef Tim Chafei, brings on the Rav Mil Teshuas, that says, there is no Isra Shtang Yipalaz. There is no Isra. And there isn't a Tziv who wants to pass this way. This is Avinezer, or Shulchan, the Achiezer, and Shlomo Zalman's wrote down, the Isra Shem Shemayim Vatol Balaz, in English, or in Yiddish, or in Russian, is no problem. The Maisa, that's not how we pass it. Like we show them, go in them, please do not go this way. First, they point out, the Shuvas go in them, called Mizrach Amarev, Shuvas Goinim Shari Tshuva, Shuvas Goinim Lich, Shuvas Goinim Nara Demesek. They write clearly that even Balaz, you even Isser Dereiso. And there's a Ramah in Choshe Mishpat Simon Chofei that says, if there are Shuvas Goinim that we found now that the Rishayim do not have, we pass them like the Goinim. The first, we have Goinim very clear that way. Oid Rashi, Sugin Sanhedrin of Kuf Aleph, means that thing, Shem Shemal Vatol Balaz, he just writes, Einlam Chilz Olam Havoch. That's what you're holding by. Einlam Chilz Olam Havoch, he says, Shem Shemal Vatol Balaz over there. Brought out by the smag, reviled by the ruach of Yishen over here. Therefore, Loch Lamaisa is the Isner Aisa, it's Prima Godim, it's the Sivis, a Chsam Sefer, a Chai Odom, a Binyan Tzion, a Mar Mashik, a Graz, a Gitzer, and the Mishmur by also the end of Reish Tezvav, and the Sim Pei Hei. Now, what does it mean, Balaz? So Mishmur Pei Hei writes for you very clearly. He writes, those Bloshan Laz Kumoy, Gimel Aleph Tes, Bloshan Ashkenaz, spells after you God. So God and God is not any different over there. You're even Issa Deraiso. He writes Bugo. Everyone knows Bugo is Russian, Poland or Russia. That's another example, he says. So read these examples, even Isidore Iso. Now it comes out, even though I want to argue the point, Machalik Yashok among the Paiskim, is the Shalva Dereiso, some Dereiso Lachomro. Void, even though Rav Michael is rich from the Sugi Nadorim, he says, yeah, it's Motor, but you yell and scream at the guy. Instead of some saying it's Motor, yell and scream at the guy. The Shaila is, how in the world am I saying it right now? So they point out, it has to be Levatolo. That means they say, oh, but Maisa, how a person, an angel, or Samantha gave a shir, a whole wonderful shir about the Abishter for an hour. Guy comes over after an hour and says, no, it's wonderful about the Abishter. What is Abishter? Right? If you don't know what it is, if you don't understand how it's going on, and you hear all the Balei Drushes, a friend of Reisman, all say the word God, why? Because people can relate to it better, understand it better without switching over the words. What is it to Ellis? It's Mutter. Maisa does not look to Ellis. You get upset. You say, oh my, G-D, you're even Isidore Iso. And when I hear my wife say, oh my Hashem, it's very funny. She says, Hashem, I told her 25 years ago, can't say G-D. And it takes away the whole anger. Like, oh my Hashem, it just takes it away. It doesn't work exactly. But the Maisa, that's Aloha. She says Hashem, oh my Hashem.
Why is Hashem not a problem?
Oh, so actually there's a Fikhe Yam who discussed this question, but the whole point of Hashem is not to say Hashem. This is Hashem. The name, but not Hashem's name.
So G-D.
No, that is his name in English.
No, but we say G-D. Oh, so not to say
G-O. No, saying G-D is not a problem. G-D. I'm saying to say the word God is a problem with no to Ellis over here. There's Ellis to teach over in the last in Islam is Mutter. Say God is also the shop. Lysa, so we have an Issa over there. We pass the last the Lysa is Issa Dereis. So from the sky, pass the Yeshim Deutschland. What? Oh, title of Kel. So a lot of places say Medina is Mutter. Because saying Shrafa Dol Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now some say maybe you shouldn't say because maybe you don't really mean it. But Medina, the Sfarim say title of Kel. They say Mamish with a kill with the L over there. Maisilana say it. Just say our hug is Maisa. We say we don't say by in Hebrew, but in English people are more know to go say Medina's no problem. Not say turn to like L. Now, one thing is the Isla Vatola say Hashem's name. But we come on the Mishuma discusses. Well, let's say you're learning Gemara, and in the Gemara they have a Baruch over there. Can you say Gemara says Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam? Instead of saying the word Hashem, you say the word Anus over here. So Mishmua sends you to Yavis. The Yavis says over here, the Maaseh, the Gemara. You're saying the Gemara's words over. You're not saying it. There's no problem over here. And therefore, the way that Abnezer says over in Shuvah, he said, Lela Seder, not sure you have the Shia Mora or not, it's the Chashish over there. He says, very simple. Take out the Rambam, read the Rambam, it says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kenel Melech Elam, Al Achilles Mora, and the Yavisah. Why? Because Maaseh reading Gemara over here. However, come up to Mishabura, and he says, true, that's the Yavis, to like the Yavis. You don't pass him like this Yavis. He passes like the Mughal Ram over here, and the ground in the Shai Shuvah. The Loch is in the Geta of Baruch, a person cannot say Hashem's name in the Gemara over here. What's the Mughal Ram Israel? He points out, we'll get to Be'ez Hashem next Perek, Pekaroya, beginning next month. Over there in the Geta of Baruch, She'osa Nisim, when the Nase happens, the Mishnah over there says, you say, Baruch She'osa Nisim. Why is the Mishnah not say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam? It says Tosis, know what? The people read the Mishnah and say Baruch Atah with the Shem Anos. So the Mishnah Lahachas left out not to say it. I guess because Tosis now said it, and now can say it when Tosis says it. Fine, it could be the Mishnah with Baal Peh over there, and the Maaseh Tosis does put it in. But the Maaseh comes along and says the Magavamim before Shem Mishnah, not the Mishnah not say Hashem's name. She should not say Hashem's name when he's saying Baruch over here. It says the Yavis back. You know why the Mishnah didn't say it? Because everyone knows, you say a bracha, you say the Shemanos. What are you talking about? The Mishnah not say, because of course, what do you think a bracha is? Just to answer back the Yavitz. The Yavitz says, by bracha Shosh Nisim, not say Hashem's name, but right in the Mishnah. So it's something that everyone knows, the Yavitz did not know. So, or on the Yavitz. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah Paskins, like the Mokavim over here, he says, Alochis, but negate the bracha, a person does not say it. Negate to the, when you see it in the Gemara. However, let's say you see Psukim in the Gemara, then you say Hashem's name or not. So again, the same Yavis over the discusses, when he was younger, he was a kid, he was saying a pasuk from the Gemara in front of his father, the Chamsvi, and he said over the Yavis himself, and he said the word Hashem, not the Shem Anus, Hashem. Father got upset upon him. What do you mean? You read the pasuk of Torah, you say a pasuk over here. How about you say it? And therefore the Yavis says, yeah, we read a pasuk in the Gemara, not a bracha, a pasuk, might a person has a chivo mitzvah to say Hashem's name.
Sometimes it's more than
No, it should not be a problem. Pashas. We'll get to Mal Shailah. The Maisa Meshuah, the Maisa is Mechalik, go like the Prima Godim, he said, Negeta Brocha, you're not allowed to. Negeta Apostle, he says, Rishai, you're allowed to. Not say you have a Chiv or Mitzvah like the Yavitz. I come and send you to the Shai Chuvah and the Yavitz, but the Yavitz over there is dropped different. He says, you're supposed to. The words of Meshuah says, you're allowed to. Yish Lechalik. You're allowed to say, we say a Apostle over here. But Moshe and Truman, he gets involved, wants Taino. Depends if it's a whole pasuk or have a pasuk. Once I negate a whole pasuk, maybe a chiva mitzvah, have a pasuk, you shouldn't. The Maestan and Hog is when you read it tomorrow, the Hog is like the Urcha Shulchan. It says you're allowed to, you're right. But the Maestan and Hog is not there where you say Hashem. It says the stifler, it says the others forming down. The Maestan we say Hashem, because you're allowed to. The words of the Mishabur, Maestan we don't. We say Hashem. Agam the Chamsi says no. It says you're wrong. He yelled at his son the Yavetz. He says no, you're supposed to say the Hashem's name, Anas. The Maestan and Hog is building upon the Mishabur's Rushai. If we say the words of Hashem over here. Just once mentioning saying Hashem's name, Balaz, or saying Hashem's name is Issa Deraisa, so some from over here discuss can say the name of a Malach. Is it also a problem? So they point out that Vadi is not over Hashem Kachatiro, it's not Hashem's name. But there is a Chaim Vital, Shara Mitzvah, Sapash Shemois, that it brings down from the Rizal that to say the name of a Malach. You have a bayah, that what happens, say his name, he'll come, he'll see that you don't want to use his name, and then he'll come along to chep you and to harm you. Therefore, he says, when a person says over the mem test, he writes, you say the mem test. You don't say his name over. But in the gate, the bad malach, you say the samach mem. You don't say his name over. He said, except the names that people have, he writes like Michol and Gabriel, because when you say that name, you don't think the malach being called, you think you're calling somebody else over here. So a name that is not common, a person is not supposed to say. Therefore, the Chayodom and Chalhei and the kids in Simon Kuf Chavtes being down, we say the Shemus of a Malach, do not say his name. You say the Mem Tes Tes, you say the Sanach Mem over here. Unless it's a common name, then you can't say it. That the Ibrahim Pasik in the Valvot can say the name Chashmal. Chashmal, according to Pasik in the Cheshvel, is a Malach over here. So any chalam to get involved with maybe the first people had a problem saying it. Now it's very common. I don't think by now the malach thinks that every time someone says the word chashmal, he's coming to go use him over here. Maisa, now Maisa's problem says it's not a problem to say the word chashmal over here. Now, one last point over here, and again saying omein, which we discuss is, again, the loch is very clear, broch shei tzrichim cannot say omein. But let's say there is a sound that the broch is a broch, but I did not pass him like this. The case would be a loch discussing that when he's end up burning the fascist, we say baruch hei olamim. But let's say the person is minigit say Baruch Atah Hashem like the goin Chayor Elamim Shali Yishamu versus the Babli. Do you say Omen to it or not? Mishmur says since he has what to be Semichon, Allah is not Jerichel Lajam from the Paiskim, therefore a person can't say Omen. He's allowed to. There's no Issa say Omen. Not a Chiyah, but there is no Issa say Omen. Therefore the Bnei Ashkenaz usually follow the Hoga of the Bialokha. You have a right to say Omen. I saw the Shani the Bnei Svard, they bring down that the Rambam Mefurish and Shuvo and says a person cannot say Omen. It sounds like the machlokes is the avon of omein. Is omein an extension of your bracha? I hold the bracha saying is incorrect, so I cannot say omein. And if your omein says like the Rambam, you cannot say omein. What he said over here is omein. The words I'm saying is correct. Kamel Nevo, the words are correct. Not why he said it for, but the shvach does emes. That's the shail over here. My Mishmur says you're right too. I saw Hashem and the Bnei Svad seem to disagree. One is very simple nafkamino. The case over here of a mitzvah station as man gromo. Case of a lulav. An Ashkenaz person picks it up. Could you say amen? The Sfar person can say amen to it. So before said away, Simon Kuf Chav Dalad says the Mishmur Shitazai, say amen. Even the Sfar person. Rim Ram says you can say amen. So who says you can't? Yabi Yomer, Yat Yosef. They hold Maisa on our side, it's a Brachla Vatolo. But Maisa cannot say amen over here. So you can't get involved. With example, let's say a person is drinking the coffee and tea very slowly. And we know already in the gates the Sugi of Shurim. Mishmur passes lachatchila what a person should go do is drink a shear of 86 samak, more than half the kris over here, within b'vas achas, 7 seconds. Person, my father was one time, he was by a rum shear, he was sitting drinking his tea or coffee very slowly by the daf yomi shear. Mice at the end, he made a bracha by an afoshim with kol rum, and Rav Shua sat there like this, not saying a sound, nothing, zero, not answering. Now, you get involved. Is he allowed to answer or not? Hush, is he allowed to? The Bnei Svad, you can argue the point. Come, Bnei Svad say you are allowed to tell the Sugya Svek Seiko. Inside the Chinuch, that was the point. And you might see, told my father afterwards, we don't do this. We followed the Mishmur, with Mechanechim, and the story happened 20 years ago, and now he never does that. He won't say the bracha, at least not aloud. No, we won't do that. But my say, get the Baal D'Shailo, these cases, when Macholi, the place you want to go do over here. Again, the Ashkenaz Maisa do say Amen. Maisan Maisa do not say Amen over here. And there are numerous cases in the gate, for example, a Hal case of Baruch Chodesh, the Maisvad say over. Don't say Amen. Ashkenaz say, tell the Svad to say, yes, say Amen. Whatever I say Amen over here. Why don't you try it? Well, it seems not like a Vyayma, correct?
Mask.
I said, over here. Now, there are different Maisvad over here. A half Maisvad, or technically find Maisvad.
Something that's like a Machlik is Ashkenaz.
Oh, so then the Omen gets involved with a Svek Svekis. He has a club over here. Maisa, Adkan Asugyo, Omen, Kishmak Asugyo. Be'ez Hashem, we're just going further. We're doing really one topic, the idea of Shinim Malkum. There are two different Simonim, some Kuf Ein Ches, some Kuf Pei Dalet. Kuf Ein Ches negate to Brocha Rishaino, Kuf Pei Dalet negate to Brocha Achreino. They're intertwined, obviously. Next Chabur will be Be'ez Hashem on Monday, and afterwards will be a case on Thursday. Flo Karabo.